The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 9th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Airport service workers rallied in Washington, D.C. on Thursday to demand that the Congress pass legislation ensuring they receive a livable wage with stronger benefits.
The Good Jobs for Good Airports Act would set national wage and benefit standards, including guaranteed sick days, for service workers at any airport that receives federal funding. Senator Markey told the crowd airport service workers showed up throughout the pandemic and are long overdue for a raise.
Just as airplanes don't fly without pilots, our aviation system at airports would crash without airport service workers.
According to the TSA, some 2.5 million people passed through America's airports the Sunday after Thanksgiving. That's the highest figure since the start of the pandemic. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Members of 32 BGA SEIU rallied at more than 15 airports across the country Thursday in support of the legislation. Some non-unionized service workers at Boston's Logan International Airport held a one-day strike over alleged wage theft and unfair labor practices. In Pennsylvania and across the country, Democrats have struggled to gain support from rural voters in previous elections, but this year's midterms revealed their grassroots efforts in rural areas paid off.
A former regional organizer for the Democratic Party, Sage Lawrence, says he and fellow organizers worked in 20 counties in central Pennsylvania. They recruited volunteers to make calls and knock on doors. He notes Senator-elect John Fetterman made appearances in rural communities where he had already campaigned before and voters were familiar with him. He's convinced Fetterman's victory was a result of his strong performance in rural areas.
He emphasized, you know, the importance of showing up for places that, and people that feel left behind, and kind of this progressive populist messaging. And I think talking in that way, it didn't feel like he was tailoring a message to one group and then had a different message for another group. He really had a message that appealed to people across the state, but also included rural communities.
The race for Pennsylvania senator was one of the most hotly contested of the 2022 midterms, and the office had been held by a Republican since 2011. The most recent numbers show over 4 million registered voters in the state are Democrats. For a public news service, I'm Danielle Smith.
The Rural Urban Bridge Initiative has a new report about the keys to success for Democrats in these areas. Now from CBS News, Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who is held for months in a Russian prison on drug charges, was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner shop for an international arms dealer, bringing an end to an ordeal that sparked intensive high-level negotiations. This is PNS. As part of the U.S. energy transition, the Biden administration has made slashing methane emissions a priority, and supplemental federal rules aim to strengthen regulations in Texas and in other oil and gas-producing states.
This month, the Environmental Protection Agency said regulations announced in 2021 would be augmented to reduce methane, including from hundreds of thousands of existing oil and gas sources nationwide. Sheila Cerno with the Rio Grande International Study Center says many unnecessary and outdated practices need to end.
We want flaring to end because it makes such a significant impact in reducing pollution, but also it's beneficial for the operators to capture it instead of just being wasted and burned.
The latest rule targets drilling sites which are considered to be high-polluting, low-producing wells. I'm Roz Brown.
The EPA's rule mandates that producers closely monitor operations to identify leaks and do routine checks at well sites. Before the pandemic, one in five people in L.A. County lacked consistent access to food, and in 2021, one in four low-income families experienced food insecurity. That's according to a new report from a coalition of county and nonprofit leaders.
The Los Angeles County Food Equity Roundtable just released its strategic plan designed to end food insecurity by 2030. Charity Fay with the group Sisters in Motion, Black Women for Wellness, says families of color in L.A. have suffered disproportionately for many years.
Black and brown families are three times as likely to face hunger than our white individuals within communities. And so food insecurity for us, we think of it as a public health crisis. Food access is actually a human right.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know that representatives from multiple tribes in the Northwest are traveling to D.C. this week to discuss an issue of international consequence.
The government of British Columbia is planning to increase mining in the province in areas bordering Alaska, Montana, Washington, and Idaho. A number of existing mines are already impacting watersheds in the U.S. with measurable increases in toxins. The main threat comes from tailings, the leftover finely ground rock or sand that remains after the valuable minerals have been extracted. Tailings contain toxic chemicals and are often stored in lakes that are held in place by earthen embankments known as tailings dams. Aaron Ferris Olson with the National Wildlife Federation says the planned increase at the Copper Mountain Mine will result in one of the largest such dams in the world.
They plan to increase production by 70% and raise its tailings dam from 492 feet to over 850 feet.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.